Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. It's our desire to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them for telling future generations about God and His Word. 77 years ago, the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship was born in 1937 that began in Chicago, Illinois, and then in less than 10 years it spread across the country and then around the world. Today, CEF is an established ministry not only here in Illinois, but it's also in every state in the United States, in all the provinces of Canada, and now just of this past few months, it's now been established in all the Caribbean regions for a total of 190 countries around the world. That is just amazing what God has done in the past 77 years. And just recently, in the last year of 2013, CF International Ministries surpassed 15.6 million children reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's just amazing what God has done in putting His hand on this ministry through the years. Today, we have a very special guest with us that is from the CEF International Headquarters. And it is Tim Noe, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. Tim, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Katrina. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. And Tim, now you have a very unique title. I call it like a $10 word title. It's called Global Partnership Ministries. Can you explain to our listening audience, what does a Global Partner Ministries missionary do?
We get the privilege of sharing the ministry with friends of CEF to allow them to partner with people around the world, like in Kenya, as you've asked me to speak about in the past. And so with that in mind, folks that want to get involved in places that they have a heart for, we get a chance to share with them what's happening there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, Tim, can you just share a little bit about yourself, maybe back up a little bit, and how did you come to work with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and how long have you been serving at the International Headquarters?
I came to Christ at age 11 and committed my life to full-time Christian service at age 14 at a missions conference in Ridgecrest. And then that decision moved me into Christian publishing for a few years. And 23 years ago, my wife Barbara and I had the privilege of moving to Warrenton, Missouri to work at the International Headquarters of Child Evangelism Fellowship since that time.
23 years ago?
Yes.
Wow. That's even longer than I've been full-time with CEF. So, hey, you're ahead of me. So 23 years you've been serving with CEF.
Well, praise God. There's people at our international headquarters 50 years, so I feel like almost a relative newcomer to some of them.
But. Well, you're still young, so you've got several years ahead of you, so you're good. So that's great. So then have you been serving in this Department of Global Partnership Ministries? You were doing the literature ministry before that.
Before.
Now, how long have you been in the Global Partnership Ministries?
13 years, 10 years in literature.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have noticed through the years that the International Ministries has a vision. They just want to see more and more boys and girls around the world come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And one of the things that I've seen them talk about and different presentations on is how the ministry around the world is just exploding. I remember when I first came into CEF, we were reaching probably about 7 million children. Mm-hmm. And now, just as I share, we're like 15. And you guys have a goal, actually. What is the goal that you want to see happen?
By 2027, our goal is 100 million children per year being reached with the gospel through CEF trained, equipped, and supported missionaries.
Now, wait a second. Now, we're reaching 15.6 million right now.
Right.
And now, 20-some years ago, it was 7 million. Now, how in the world are you going to get to 100 million? What? How do you see that's going to happen?
It's a 15% annual percentage rate growth.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord willing, it can be done. And our donor friends can drive that through helping us do training, equipping, and supporting.
Now, I've heard you those words before. I call them like the buzzwords in CEF. You guys even have like an acronym called TESS or something like that. So what is that? Training, equipping, supporting. Now, how does training, equipping, and supporting, how does that get you to reaching millions and millions of children for Jesus?
Each year for the last 9 years, over 250,000 teachers have had some form of training, whether it be just the Wordless book or whether they've gone through the whole 90 days of CEF Institute. but some form of training. And we don't utilize all those teachers to full capacity at any given time. And what we found is that after training, if we equip those with literature in developing countries that could never afford it on their own, then they can teach. It's like handing them the keys to the car, and suddenly they're going to go for a test drive. Well, they're going to go teach kids if they get literature after they've just come out of teacher training.
So in these countries, that then you have a national person that says they want to get involved in CF.
Right.
And they want to not just be a volunteer like a Good News Club teacher, but they want to really step in the ministry, maybe even full time. So you want to train them,
right.
And then they get the training, and mm-hmm. now they're ready to go. But they need a car, right? You know, so they need to have that the materials and things like that. So
right.
So that you have the materials for them. So that's training, equipping. But what's the last one? What's supporting? What's that about?
Supporting. Well, most of these folks they have a job of some type. If they want to go full time with us, they may need us to financially support them. Even if they want to be part-time, in some countries the kids are hungry or they really can't spend time hearing from a teacher when they're just destitute. And so if that teacher has a little money to feed them a meal, then they'll listen to the gospel, things like that.
Now, that's also – I've heard you call the supporting part of the International Ministry's vision SPAN, Sponsor a National, which helps bring the gospel around the world through those national workers. Do you have any personal examples or testimonies of what the SPAN program has meant to national workers?
Katrina, thanks for asking that. There's a person who's been visiting and working with us at CEF International Headquarters from Kenya, Jane Kachoki, and she's on the line, and she would like to answer that question personally from a Kenyan perspective.
Wonderful.
Well, thanks so much, Tim and Katrina, for the chance to talk about SPAN. First of all, I would really appreciate and say that the SPAN project has really made a difference worldwide, I being one of them. Through the SPAN project, I would say that people are able to pay transportation from one place to another to do ministry, mostly in churches, schools, and orphanage, and also to hold Good News Club, and they can be able to buy snacks for their kin parents. Also, at the same time, the recipients of the SPAN, they are able to live a normal day-to-day life, meaning they are able to pay for their house rents or any other bills that they need to pay for their life in day-to-day activity. Well, I would also say for those living in their own houses, they are able to support their own family, and also they can be able to educate their own children. Or if they are not educating their own children, they can be in a position to help those children who are in dire need of clothes, food, and shelter. However, there is so much that is needed in through worldwide, because there is so much praise that has not been reached through the gospel, and so much help is needed so that we are able to spend much more gospel throughout the world.
Now, Jane, I just wanted to just help our listeners to understand. Now, you are a missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship serving over in Kenya, where you used to be. Now, how long were you in Kenya serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship as a national missionary full-time?
I have worked for the last 8 years, and this is my 9th year working here at the international headquarters.
Now, for the past 8 years, Jane, were you a recipient of the SPAN Sponsor National Program all that time?
No, I was not a full recipient, but throughout my course, when they saw my how I've been working with them, I got to be one of the beneficiaries of SPAN for the last 4 years, and I would say it has made a great impact to my life.
Mm. And just correct me if I'm wrong, there's 56 full-time workers in CEF of Kenya right now, is that correct?
Yes, you're right.
And now are all of those on the SPAN program?
Not everyone who is on the SPAN program, but the highest percentage, I would say like 70% is in the program, because the funds that is sent through SPAN is not able to cover. So they have decided to cover a short number so that number is able to reach different places. But they are targeting, if the SPAN is increased, they can spread the SPAN to each and every person who is working in Kenya.
Mm, I see. Now, would you say from your experience personally and from your fellow co-workers who are in Kenya and around the world, but specifically thinking about Kenya, how important is the SPAN program and helping them to do what they do and telling the children of their country about the Lord Jesus?
Well, thanks, Katrina, for that question. And the march, I would say, through the SPAN, the national workers are not the only beneficiaries of that money that's come to them. One of the things I would like to categorically say is, like, when they happen to visit different schools and they see how much that school is in dire need of help, they can choose to buy either books, pencils, crayons, or they can choose, first of all, to feed their children so that when the children are fed, they can be able to settle down and listen to the gospel, and that gospel the children can take to the other children or even to their parents, and that has made a great change in the lives of many people through the SPAN program.
So what you're saying is this helps enables the CEF missionaries in Kenya in their ministry of proclaiming the gospel in the public schools during the school day. It helps them to further their gospel and further their ministry outreach with the children. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Katrina.
Is there anything that you'd like to just say in closing to the audience here in the United States that are listening about considering the SPAN program and to being a part of that either through prayer support or for financial giving? Or what would you like to say to the people that are listening to this program right now about the importance of SPAN?
One, I would like to thank them for the way they have been helping in giving the SPAN, but I would encourage them to kindly continue supporting us and giving us more SPAN, because there are many children and there is this rapid growth in Kenya in the economy. And through SPAN, when the SPAN is going to be increased, we are certain that the gospel is going to be given to the national workers, and they are going to make a point of reaching the unreached children and the unreached places, because they need, like, transportation, they need money to feed on. There's so much they need so that they can be able to reach in those far places away from places without mode of communication and transportation.
Mm. You know, it just reminds me what we're talking about here is that the harvest is ripe for the gospel all around the world, but the laborers are few. And the Lord Jesus reminds us that we need to pray to the Lord of the harvest, that he will send out workers, laborers to his harvest field. And part of that sending is not just prayer, but also it's all the aspects that makes the sending work, so that you can have those who will go and tell, but those who are behind, they're praying, supporting, and part of that sending process. Because how will they hear unless they are sent? And how can they preach unless they have people that are behind them who are supporting them? Jane, thank you so much for taking your time and being with us today. And may the Lord bless you as you continue to serve him in the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship around the world.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless you too.
God bless. Well, Tim, we are just so glad that you have joined us here today, and we've just sensed your heart for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and helping boys and girls around the world to come to know the gospel of Jesus Christ and helping our workers to be trained and equipped and supported so they can do the job that God has called them to do. And we're just so thankful for workers like Jane. She represents one of 500 workers that are supported by the SPAN program and of almost 3,000 workers internationally serving in 190 countries around the world. They're all committed to one thing, telling the future generation so they would put their hope in him. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. So please tell me again. I don't want to forget. So please tell me.